Welcome back here as we are underway in the second half between the Collins Titans and Shelby County Rockets. Sean Cressup here alongside Tom Doyle as the Rockets take the opening kick of the second half and have it with possession at the 38-yard line, first and 10. They'll move from right to left in front of us. On the home sideline, it's Robert Doyle Stadium. Colin O'Hare on first down, going to keep it, coming to the near side. A long pitch out here to Keon Stone, looking for room. Has it out over the 40, out to about the 43-yard line, and a couple of flags come in here. Wow. Referees came in like sharks to Chum and Bear as they all threw three of them through flags on some extracurricular activity. Dead ball personal foul against Collins. And that'll give Shelby County 10 more yards, and possession now will go over into Titan territory.
That's just the start that Shelby County needed right there. You know, flag, it wasn't much to it, just a little bit after whistle, a little extracurricular activity.
They move this, they threw flags, I guess, down at about the 47-yard line. They move this down to the 42-yard line, there it is, of Collins, and it'll be first down Rockets in Titan territory. First possession of this second half. Ball's on the ground. O'Hare falls down on top of it, loses it again. A Rocket. Caleb Moorhead gets on top of it. And, Tom, there seems to be some sort of problem there with Colin and the football staying in his hip pocket.
Yeah, you know, that was just a typical ride to pull back up in it. And one was keeping it, one was pulling it. And sometimes that happens.
No loss, no gain on first down. He's second and 10. Give us to Moorhead over the left side. Bounces off a few tackles. Now he's swung around by his shirt tail. They'll give him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage and not much more.
That's a great tackle by Nick Eads.
Eads hung on for dear life. Moorhead did a nice job of bouncing away from initial contact, but didn't have much else, much room to go anywhere else.
You know, Cato tried to pop that one outside and had a little room, and Nick Eads was able to grab a hold of him by the jersey and just held on, got him down. Big third down.
Third down and 10 in Rock in Titan territory. Ball at the 42. Snap back. They're going to throw it over here to Cameron Armstrong. Double pass, looking for Keon Stone down the sideline.
Oh!
In and out of his hands. Keon had it on a great throw from Cameron Armstrong on the double pass. And just dropped it. And those are the kinds of plays that just haven't come together for Shelby County. And Keon catches that. The Rockets are probably, if not in the end zone, definitely inside the 10. But instead now, fourth and 10, and Colin O'Hare back in punt formation.
Whew. That did have six written all over it. It's just what we needed. You know, Keon's our leading receiver, surest hands. And I guess he was just too wide open.
Low snap back to O'Hare. Tries to get it away. Swings and misses on the punt. This one bounces off of a Titan, though. Well, they call this a fumble. They've got to call that a fumble. And possession back to Shelby County. How does that? That bounced off of a Titan player on the line of scrimmage. And they're going to confer. They've got to confer here, even though he kicked it. Not very far. He kicked it off of a Titan player. Can talking here at about the 45-yard line, trying to decide what the correct call should be.
They're in there from both sides. You got Coach Lucas out part of the way on the field, Coach Shipley the other way.
The question is here, he kicked it. It was a kick.
First down, Rocket.
On the ground, and it hit a Titan player. Then a Rocket got back on top of the ball. And now they do say Shelby County will get the football back. Wow.
You don't see that every day.
O'Hare kicked it, and it literally was a ground ball going through the line and bounced off. And you can't fault the Titan player. I mean, it happened so fast, he couldn't have gotten out of the way. But it bounced off of a Titan player, which makes that a fumble.
Makes it a live ball.
And Shelby County got back on top of it at the 46-yard line. And they take possession back, and they will actually now have a first down in Titans territory. O'Hare comes to the near side, pitches it to Stone, and Stone has room inside the 30 as he's run out of bounds. And a late pitch there from Colin O'Hare on the option. A nice decision as Keon Stone picks up the first down run.
You're exactly right. You know, that adjustment Collins made in the first half was to get out there on Colin. They were getting down. That time they were at him at the last second. About 3 yards, 3 or 4 yards down the field, made that nice pitch back to Keon. Keon was nice enough to stay with him. Great execution.
Run him out of bounds at the 28-yard line. First and 10, Shelby County. O'Hare has Moorhead lined up behind him. Davis comes in motion to the near side. They pitch it on the toss sweep, coming around the left side. He's brought out of bounds, a run out of bounds at about the 30 or the 25. Positive yardage there on first down. Gain of about 3.
This is an easy little toss there to William Davis, trying to get him up. We had good seal on the middle linebackers over there. Good play by the Collins secondary coming up.
They spot him out of bounds for a 2-yard gain to the 26. We've seen that a few times where it's been a yard here or there the other way on the spot. So it'll be second down and 8 from the 26. They give it to Moorhead. He is wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go, and that is Isaiah White once again. The 6'1", 330-pound defensive tackle stopped Moorhead right in his tracks.
Good play by Isaiah White. That was just a little one-on-one, and you don't see that very often. Caleb gets a stop one-on-one. He sort of caught Caleb high and made the stop third and long.
No gain on that play, and so here it is, third down and 8. 8:55 on the clock. Busted play here as O'Hare just looking for room to run up the middle of the field, and a flag comes in late at the end of this one, and it'll be a hold against Shelby County.
Be an interesting call for Coach Lucas on whether or not he wants to decline that and set it up on 4th and 7 or back Chevy up for 3rd and 22.
Wow, they declined the penalty. And it'll be 4th down, and so Shelby County has it at the 26-yard line. 4th and 8. O'Hare really on that play was looking for a handoff, and no one was going the same direction as he was, and so it appeared, Tom, to be a busted play there, and he scrambled just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
They were sort of set up like a counter option, but it just wasn't clean for some reason.
8:49 on the clock. Timeout taken here by Shelby County. We'll step away for a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on WXLA.
This is Power 93.3 WXLN, a ministry of Bullock Broadcasting Company. Thanks for listening.
Are you suffering from low back pain? Have nagging pain in your neck? Is joint pain keeping you from doing the things that you enjoy? Are you dealing with tendonitis, arthritis, or plantar fasciitis? Are you preparing or recovering from joint surgery? If so, Max Performance Physical Therapy is the choice for you. Alice Creakey and her staff have been the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 14 years. At Max Performance, we realize that each patient is different and the same treatments are not for everyone. So a plan is put together that fits your needs. Whether you're an athlete, weekend enthusiast, working professional, or someone who's tired of living with pain, our highly trained staff and our state-of-the-art equipment will help make your recovery be as pleasant as possible so you can get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment at 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Fourth down and 8, and Shelby County completes a pass out into the flat to William Davis, who got across the first down boundary but fumbled the football, recovered it behind the boundary, and they will mark that down as a play short of the first down, and Collins takes over first and 10 from their own 19-yard line. Lucas comes out with the Collins offense, try the hard count, and this will be a flag on first down against Shelby County, and Boy, just certain little things, attention to detail here for the Rockets that are just not going their way. The last play there from Shelby County should have been a first down, Tom, and
it was a great catch by William Davis, and he got hit pretty hard by somebody over there.
So a five-yard penalty against the Rockets here. It makes it now first and five. Lucas takes the shotgun snap. Play action, looks to pass down the middle of the field. Has a man, but overthrows. Looks like Cam Harris. It is the intended target. Cameron Armstrong and Ethan Goree back in coverage along with Jaron Edwards.
Good coverage by Shelby. They had double coverage over there.
Ball was just a little high for Harris just to try to go up and get it, but
Bradford in the backfield with Lucas right now.
Lined up two, Lucas is right. Three wide outs here to the near side. Lucas going to keep it, spins away from Davis, but Davis actually hung on to him for a short gain. Be about a gain of maybe two or three, short of the first down marker, and bring up third down here. See where they'll spot him down. They put it just about the 26-yard line. They've got to get it out over the 29, so third and three for Collins.
You know, Collins has got that running game going. Had it going there in the first half. So now all these passes they're hitting, they're starting to go a lot of play action, holding linebackers in.
Three wide receivers to the right side of the formation. High snap back to Lucas, now scrambling away from pressure. Correa's trying to get him, steps up. He's going to have it over the 30-yard line. And that should be good enough for the Collins first down.
It's a great run by J.R. Chubby had the opportunity to get him twice before that first down, and J.R. was able to sketch it.
So conversion on third down for Collins moves the chains. They spot the football at the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10. 7:35 left to go here in the third quarter. Collins leading 31-6. Five wide receivers in this formation, three to the left, two to the near side. Snap back, here's Lucas looking downfield, now scrambling away from pressure over the 30-yard line, spins over the 35 before being tackled by Dominic Bosco for the Rockets defense. Spotted him down at about the 38-yard line. It'll be second and two.
I don't know what's going on. Caleb and the White Hat and Coach Shipley was all three having a little discussion right there. I think Caleb might felt he got held on that play, but White Hat said, let's just play football.
Four wide receivers come out here, two to each side. Lucas has Zach Stucker standing to his left in the shotgun. Takes a high snap, has to jump up and get it. Comes down over the left side of the line, has the first down as he's tackled by Bosco and Carias. At the 43. Move the chains again for Collins, first and 10.
Collins just got that little running game going. Don't see surprised to see a little play action pass right here really quick.
6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Lucas with three wide receivers to the left side. Zachary Toole, the lone man. Here's Lucas with a fake handoff, cuts it back to the right side, takes a big hit from Devontae Chandler. At about the 46-yard line.
They're running that spread option right there, and Chevy County's really closing down on the running back that's going out that side, and JR is cutting it back up against the green and getting some nice little 4, 5, 6, 7-yard runs.
Lucas is kind of flexing a couple of his legs down there. He's kind of squatted down a few times, taking a couple of hits here on this drive. Second down and 7, drops back to pass. William Davis tried to jump up and block the pass, came down, couldn't get him. Lucas runs it now for a short gain up toward midfield. Some scrambling going on down at the bottom of the pile. I don't know if the ball came out or what, but they break up the scrum here at midfield, where Lucas was tackled at the 49 of Collins. So that'll bring up third down and about 4 for Martha Lane.
This is a huge play for Shelby County right here. They had a chance to get a sack on JR, and he did a nice job scrambling back to get a little bit of positive yards.
Ball at the 49 of Collins. Lucas, four wide receivers, two to each side. They look over now to the sideline for the play call. Going to move Nick Eads back into the backfield with J.R. to his right. Stucker to the Lucas's left. High snap goes over Lucas's head. Has to run it down. Now he's still scrambling, and he's brought down back at the 30-yard line after being tackled for a loss by Keon Stone of the Rocket defense. And a big loss on third down will force Collins to punt it away.
You know, they've had a few high snaps. I don't think that one would have mattered if JR was 6'3".
No.
That was a high one, and luckily we were able to get back there and get him down.
Lucas fortunate to pick that up. Kind of a tailor-made hop right back up to him. Tried to scramble but didn't have anywhere to go, and so Webb Bates comes on here to punt this away. Keon Stone back to return for Shelby County. Standing at his own 29-yard line. Clock rolling at 3 minutes, 50 seconds here in the third quarter. High snap goes over the head of Bates, back inside the 5-yard line. Tries to pick it up. He fumbles it in the end zone.
Get on a rocket
throw on top. No! Yes, they do! Who was it?
Number 53.
DJ Turner, the sophomore lineman, gets into the end zone on the fumble recovery for the Rockets, and that is a touchdown. High snap goes over Webb Bates' head. He's a tall guy himself, stands at 6'2". He jumped up, tried to catch it, picked it up, and then lost it in the end zone. And DJ Turner picks it up before it went out of the back of the end zone for a safety, and the Rockets get a touchdown on a special teams play.
Shelby County is going to go for two, and too many people are celebrating on the sideline. They're having trouble getting people out on the field.
So they do line up to go for two here. 31-12 is the score. O'Hare in the gun. Going to keep it. Pitch it out to Stone on the far outside. He's got nowhere to go. He is tackled on a nice play there by Cam Harris, who stayed home. And the Rockets fail on the extra point. 31-12 is our score. The Rockets score on a special teams fumble recovery in the end zone. We'll step away. 3:30 left to go in the third quarter. This is high school football on WXLN.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated community pharmacy. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the whole family, from medication flavoring for children to easy to remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Your Rockets and Titans sports station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
So much can change in life, but a happy, healthy smile, that can stay with you the whole way. At Morton's and Family Dental, we've fostered healthy smiles for two generations, lifetimes of care and expertise. With convenient locations, evening and Saturday hours, insurance acceptance, and even financing programs, our family's here when you need us. Morton's and Family Dental, family-friendly dental. Call 502-244-9595 today, or visit MortonsandFamilyDental.com.
Morton's and Family Dental, with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville, underwrite WXLN Radio.
Welcome back here, folks, as things have kind of gotten out of hand as flags all over the field on the far sideline on the kick return. Cam Harris on the return for Collins all the way back into Shelby County territory at the 40-yard line. Flags flying after the play. Couple of Rocket players even left the bench. Coach Shipley and a couple members of his staff trying to corral some of the Rocket players from getting out of hand. And we got a player down over on the far sideline. It's a Rocket laying at about the 39-yard line. 3:16 on the clock. And referees here conferring at 40-yard line of Shelby County. Christian Gayhart did a nice job. The Titans were expecting Shelby County to kick an onside kick. Gayhart put it over the head of Harris, who was able to catch it back at the 17-yard line and then bring it back out on a nice return all the way back into Rocket territory.
You know, both teams have got a lot to play for. This is a rivalry. We're going to have to keep composures both ways. We don't need anything silly. Got all that one personal foul on Shelby County.
Ball is spotted down at the 40-yard line. Coach Shipley still out there walking off after attending to the injured player, who was Trevon Beasley. Still trying to walk off on his own power. Shipley's still out there talking to the officiating crew, trying to get an explanation of what went down. The Rockets come away here with an injured player being carried off by his own teammates. They're going to step off a penalty against the Rockets. 15-yard penalty. And a first down after the Rockets score. And, again, Tom, you go back to it, just the attention to detail, things that you can control, just not going in the favor tonight for Shelby County.
It was a great kick. You know, they caught it running over their head about the 12-yard line, and they had one push in the back, got it open to open field, ran all the way across the field and down the sideline.
There wasn't a flag down. I saw the same thing you did. No flag on that return for Collins on the block in the back, but they've got it in Shelby County territory. Lucas has a back to each of his right and left. Takes the shotgun snap, looking to pass. Man streaking downfield, and there's a big hit in the backfield. That's Jordan Nava, number 54 for the Rocket defense. Lucas didn't see it coming, and he was dropped for a big loss on first down.
It's looking to go down the left side, and Ethan Goree had great coverage on the wideout over there. And like you said, JR did not see that coming from the backside.
Naba with his first tackle for loss tonight. A big hit, and it'll back this up to be about second and 16. Lucas hands it off to Stucker through the line, tiptoes, trying to make men miss. Carias has him wrapped up. Doesn't make it back to the original line of scrimmage as Carias wrestles him over toward the sideline.
That's a good job by Zach Stucker, because Jose was primarily going after the football and not Zach, and letting the whole team come in on it, and we know how strong Jose is.
So it'll be third down and long, about 11 yards to go for Collins as they spot this one down at about the, let's call it the 26-yard line. 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Shelby County with the lone score so far in the third quarter. 31-12 our score. Three wideouts to the right side, one to the left for Lucas. Awaiting the shotgun snap. He has it, drops back, looking to pass under pressure. Now steps back, running away to the near sideline, trying to beat Devontae Chandler, but he's wrapped up and brought down at about the 20-yard line. Going to be short of the first down marker. Devontae Chandler and Jaron Edwards on the tackle for the Rockets.
That was a great scramble by JR, stepping up in the pocket and being able to get something out of nothing right there.
Ball spotted at the 19-yard line, so they have to get down close to the 15 for a first down. And they trot Webb Bates and the special teams unit out to try a long field goal.
36 yards from the right hash.
Lucas will be the holder, kneeling at the 26-yard line. Snap back. Kick is up, and no good. And a big hold there from the Rocket defense and special teams unit on the missed field goal from Webb Bates. Had plenty of leg, but just right of the uprights, and no good. And the Rocket offense will take over first and 10. 52 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 31-12, Collins leading Shelby County. Ball placed at the 20-yard line. Rockets will move here from right to left. Three wide receivers to the near side of the set. And there's the whistle for play. Davis goes in motion. High snap back. They'll toss sweep it to Davis here, coming to the near side. Has room.
Oh.
Wrapped up by Nick Eats. Still trying to get out of the hands of the Collins defenders. An inspired run there from William Davis.
Very good run by William, and had a lot of wide open field. And again, Nick Eads was able to grab him by the jersey and hang on and bring him down.
Gain of about 7 or 8 here. We'll see where they spot it. It's just shy of the 28-yard line. Second down and 2. Clock under 20 seconds here in the third quarter. We'll see if the Rockets try to get off one more play. Yeah, they sprint up here to the line. 12 seconds. O'Hare in the gun. 8 seconds now. Man comes in motion. They give it to Moorhead. No, that's O'Hare. A flag going to be thrown here on the side of Shelby County as O'Hare had enough for the first down.
Illegal shift.
And it is an illegal shift. Oh, I didn't see who was moving other than Davis.
I didn't see it either. I like that flag toss, 10 yards to the backfield.
Threw it back from about the 28 back to the 19.
But that's an offensive penalty, so the quarter does end.
And it will. Well, hang on. I don't know if they'll let this quarter end. And they are going to have to play one untimed down here. They'll replay second down. 5-yard penalty backs them up to the 23-yard line. No time on the clock here. Last play of the quarter. Three wide receivers for O'Hare on second down. Drops back to pass. Looking deep down the near sideline. Has a man, and this one is intercepted. Sakari Toole has it in Rocket territory. Inside the 40 as he's brought down. And another turnover for the Rockets. Keon Stone wasn't looking back for the football. Underthrown and intercepted. Sakari Toole gets the Titans the football back as the third quarter comes to an end. We step away. We'll have fourth quarter action coming to you next. Titans lead 31-12. This is high school football on WXLN.